This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
To be here with you again in this way, in this time, in these moments coming. Are they wonderful moments you are approaching now? We understand from your conversation earlier, yes, we were eavesdropping as always, and we understand the questions that are coming up, and is this the right time? Is it coming soon? How will it happen? When will it be? Who will be involved? And so on and so on and so on, and so many questions.
Yes.
So many questions going on. But where is to just go with the flow, people? Just let it be. Go with the flow. Let it happen. Be in joy.
Okay.
Everything is wonderful. There is not going to be martial law, people.
Right.
There is not going to be a pandemic of any kind. There is not going to be war, nuclear war, or anything of this nature. There is not going to be an asteroid hitting into the planet. There is not going to be the sun exploding. None of these things are going to happen. You are in the right place at the right time, in the right moment, for all that you have been preparing and working for so long, you the volunteers, you the light workers, the light sharers, you are the ones that are making all of this happen, as we have said many times. And we want you to understand the importance that you are, each one individual, and you as a group, and you as a collective groups, all of the groups together that have been working on this and working on this. And you have been so diligent, and we salute you. You have been doing so much, all of you. There is not one that has not been doing something, and there is not one that is doing more than another. You have to understand this. Yes, there are the ones that you read about and the ones that are in the forefront and telling all and bringing out the truths and all of these things. And yes, they are wonderful and they are important, but so are you, each one of you. Each one of you has your part to play. So there is no greater or lesser, just as there is no greater or lesser of the galactics, or of we the ascended masters, or of those of the Agarthans. There is not this, because if there was a greater and a lesser, there would be power involved here. There would be place in terms of one that is higher than the other, like in your corporate structures. It is not the corporate structure as you know it. This is not the way of the future. All of this is going to change. And yes, in some ways it will change in the blink of an eye. And in other ways it will be a slow, gradual transition. Because that is necessary. It is necessary not to, in some ways, blow out people's nervous systems with an abrupt change. What would an abrupt change do if you think about this? Not to you, not to the light workers who have been ready and preparing for this and have been acclimating, as Sananda said not too long ago, acclimating toward these energies. But what of those that have no idea of any of this, that would listen to these words and turn the TV off very quickly if they heard this? You see, it would blow them out to even begin to think in these respects. So what of them if it were to be an announcement that would come out and shock the world?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, that is not to say that there will not be announcements. But we cannot come out and say exactly how it is going to be, because as of yet, we don't know how it is going to be. Ourselves, we do not know, because in one moment it is going to be a such and such a way, and then in the next moment it all changes, and in the next moment it changes again and again. We have spoken of this many times as the probabilities, and the probabilities are what we go by, not predictions. We don't make predictions. We go by probabilities. and the probability of all of these things that we have been speaking about is going to happen is in the process of happening now. You hear about the release of the money. Yes, the money has been released. That is true. And it is going to filter out to all of you in many different respects, many different ways. So, again, sit back in your easy chair and watch things go by and be in the flow and be in the now and enjoy the show, because the show is getting ready to begin, okay?
Okay, thank you.
There be now questions for One Who Serves and Shira, who is standing by.
Namaste, One Who Serves. And Lady Ashira, I had a dream, and I would like some assistance with interpretation. In my dream, I was in a boat, a fishing boat, and it appears that we had run out of shrimp on the ocean, and there was no more shrimp to fish. So we had to head back to the port, and we got in a bus to take the crew back to the hotel. And back in the hotel, we also had to announce to the other fishermen that there was no more work because the ocean was out of shrimp. And I wanted some interpretation for this. Thank you.
Then we will turn this over to Ashira, because in some ways she has already spoken of this through the one Susan.
Dearest Moses, Susan, yes, gave a good reading on this particular dream. You and all of those who were fishing with you are all aspects of yourself, all aspects of you that are looking for something in your world that is not there any longer, because you are not in that world any longer. You are moving up in your vibration. You are moving up into a whole new realm of consciousness. And this is a great sign of the growth that you are experiencing. We can hear a little bit of frustration in your voice, but actually this is a great sign for your future, because you go back out in the consciousness. The water is your consciousness. And you decide to look for something. You will find something even bigger and better than shrimp. These are opportunities for you to move into your new future, my friend, and accept that what the work is that you've been doing is very successful. Okay?
I am grateful. Thank you very much.
And who serves?
Yes, and we would add here, not so much on the dream, but as we focus on you, Moses, and we often focus on you and others here in the group, each one of you at various times, we can look at your facsimile, you might say, which is very deep in mountains in Tibet, where there is a facsimile, or a statue even, of each one of you, a mold, we'll put it this way here, of each one of you. And as we look at this, we can see within the countenance there, we can read your consciousness. We can tell what is going on with you and whether you are moving ahead, being a little stagnant, whatever it might be. And the light, we can see the light around you and how you are working in your raising of consciousness. And anyway, to make long story short here, for you, particularly Moses, who has asked this question, we are seeing, as Ashir has said, very much changes within you. You are moving ahead rapidly, even though you may not quite believe it in yourself, that it seems sometimes like you are stagnant and not moving, you are. In many levels, and these dreams are indicative of this and will continue to be so more and more and more, okay?
Thank you very much, Juan Jose.
Other questions here?
She
Anita, Susila wants to ask a question. You know, when she's on meditation, she can, through her third eye, she can see a lot of a set of eyes looking at her. I don't know how many set of eyes, and it's the same phenomena that happens when she goes out and looks at the cloud. There's a set of eyes we were looking at today. There's a set of eyes. So she wants to know what this means, that in meditation as well as, you know, looking anywhere on the cloud, she can see a set of eyes.
Yes, Lucila. So good to visit with you, my dear one. So the veil is coming down for you. The veil is coming down, and these eyes are those on the other side of the veil who are working with you, helping you, urging you forward. These are friendly eyes, not to be afraid of, friendly eyes. Friendly eyes that you can see through the clouds, friendly eyes you see in your meditation, friendly eyes that you see during your dream state. All of these are signs that you are seeing that veil drop for yourself. And you, as you continue to experience these, will feel more of facial features with them as well. And they will become whole beings. And as they become whole beings, you will see your mentor. You will see your guides. You will see others who are there to be with you and to be of assistance. Does this help, Mahendran?
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. One who serves.
Very good. Very well said. Nothing to add here. Are there any other questions here?
Yeah, this is Christine. I have a question. I've all of a sudden become very clumsy, and I'm falling all the time, and I'm usually don't have any trouble being within my body and moving around. I grew up and I was very athletic. Is this just me not being used to the new energy in my body, or what's going on? This is not normal of me.
You got it there. Not getting used to the energies, but they will get better over a period of time. Others are having similar types of experiences as well. They are not being able to acclimate as quickly as some others may be to these various energies. And the energies affect everyone differently. But do not become too concerned here, because this will pass as you become more and more acclimated to this. Ashira, anything to add here?
Yes, dear Christine. Susan experiences many of these similar types of things as well. Inability to sleep part of the night. Part of the night is slept, wake up part of the night, and sleep part of the night. Inability to be able to be fully balanced in her being. And she also is accustomed to great strides of walking and having very much equality amongst all of her appendages. And so it is a frustration level that gets to her at times. So please give yourself a breather. Be patient with yourself. Know that this is part of the ascension process for you, and that as it passes, you will move into other new areas and not have this bothering you any longer. Does that help you, Christine?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Very good. Any other questions here before we release channel?
Yes, one who serves. This is Judy, and I have a question to ask you in reference to a friend of mine who recently, a year ago, lost his husband, and he's having a very hard time. He's in a deep depression and grieving. I'm not quite sure how to talk to him. Is there some advice you could give me as to how I can assist him? And also, if you know of anything, how his other half is doing. His name is Brian.
We will answer the second part of the first as to the other half doing very well. Always understand that when one has passed over to the other side, they are happy. They're joyful. They do not have
yeah.
the dependency on the physical body as you do. They do not have the aches and pains anymore and all of this. So, and it is also the creative process. What they think about, they bring about immediately. This is all part of your ascension. You are all going to come to this here and within your physical bodies as well, although your physical bodies are going to change. So as to what to say to this one, it is not much you can say unless they are asking for it. If one is asking for assistance and guidance, then certainly it is okay for you to give that at that time. But if they are not asking for it, then it is not necessarily or normally a good idea to offer help and guidance. But you will know if you try to do it and they pull away, then they are not interested. And it is their path, you see. It may be this one's path to go through this grieving process. And it is all part of ascension as well here. Is Sierra, anything to add here?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Very good. Does this answer your question?
Oh, yes, it did. Thank you so very much. That helped me quite a bit.
Very good. Any further questions here? And we are going to release chattel. Before we do, though, did anyone notice a little bit different of the initial one who serves who spoke here? Anyone notice there was a difference? That was a different one who served. That was not myself, who was normally the one with you, as I am now.
It was very, very strong, very adamant about behavior.
Yes. This is one that has not come through here, through this particular channel very often, every so often here. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to see if anyone noticed the difference. Maybe when you re-listen to this, to the recording, you might notice it here.
Well, I noticed that you just mentioned it. He had more of authority type of tone in his voice and exactness of what is. I got chills when he was talking because I could feel the truth. That's my truth serum. But I didn't really think about that it was someone else. But now that you mentioned it, yes.
We have told you before, there are several of us. Mm-hmm. I am the one who is mostly with you, but every once in a while, another one jumps in and wishes to give their 2 cents here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
I am Ashira. Thank you for your time and your participation this evening. You can tell by the one who serves who started this conversation today that he was very excited. We are all very excited. We've been talking to you about soon for a couple of years. But now you see things as they are unfolding before your eyes. Now you can feel things as they are unfolding before you. And as you are able to rise with your frequencies, will see these things unfold in your world. These are good times, our friends. Good times for all of those things that you wonder about and you ask about. But as he said, go with the flow. Don't worry about solving all of these questions that you have in your mind or solving all the questions that are out there from other sources. Maintain your center, maintain your balance in your meditations, and know that each day you are moving forward in exactly the way that you are to move. Give you our blessings and our love. Namaste.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.